Okay, let's see here. Michelle, and then there's nobody waiting, so I'm going to have to think of something to carry on about, I guess, if nobody calls in. But that's okay. I'm good at that. Okay, Michelle, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi. I have a really good friend who has recently started having this peculiar thing happen, and we can't seem to figure out what is causing it. She's like 57 years old. She likes to go to Disneyland. She usually goes there about every other year. And just the last couple of years that she's gone, she has had, I guess, what they call vascularitis, where all of a sudden her legs will get incredibly swollen and painful, and they just swell up like crazy. And it takes a couple of weeks after she gets back from her vacation for them to like calm down. She doesn't seem to know what causes it. She went to the doctor. They just said, "Oh, it's vascularitis. It just, it's called golfer's leg or Disneyland leg," and nobody seems to know what causes it. Well, obviously there has to be some type of cause or precipitating condition that is triggering this, because she's never had it in the past. Do you have
Right.
any idea what might
Yeah,
cause that?
I do have an idea, ma'am. But first, you said it was called vascularitis. Now, does your friend notice that her veins are particularly swollen, or is it the whole leg and it's uniformly swollen and the veins aren't sticking out? Do you know?
It is the whole leg. She said it's been an intense rash, horrible rash, and she said it goes from her feet all the way up to her thighs, and they'll just be swollen like sausages that have been cooked. It just the skin almost starts to kind of crackle. It's so swollen and then just incredibly painful, and her feet will actually go completely numb. So, and it
Okay.
takes weeks for it to subside.
Now, when you say a rash, do you mean it's like there's a little infection there and it's red and it's standing up, or is it just the legs are swollen and they are really painful? Is there actually a visible rash?
She said it's a very intense red, weepy type of rash, and it's itchy, it's painful, but she says also because the skin is stretching so rapidly,
Gotcha.
to so.
Okay, ma'am. Then what I would think about doing is a couple of things. Sounds like if there's a rash and it's actually a red, weepy rash, that maybe, I can't tell you for certain, but maybe there's some kind of infection there on the surface. And this is a maybe, I cannot tell you for sure. However, in the Second World War, the American physicians were so impressed because the Australian physicians weren't using penicillin, and they were using this magical penicillin that was at that time killing everything because nothing was resistant. The Australians said, "Well, we've been using this here tea tree oil for a long time, and it works just fine, so we won't work or use that." I don't know what their accent was, but we won't use this penicillin because tea tree oil is natural, never hurt anything, and we don't know about penicillin. Now, tea tree oil is second to oregano oil in its germ ca killing capability, but if we use oregano oil on our skin surfaces, we tend to smell like a pizza at 9 yards, no kidding. And a lot of people don't like to smell like a pizza. So even though oregano oil is more effective than tea tree oil doesn't smell much, and one might consider, just consider, I can't tell you for sure this will work, but one might consider taking some tea tree oil in a less than 3 ounce bottle or two less than 3 ounce bottles to Disneyland, because as you know, if it's over 3 ounces, everything explodes on the airplane, and so it has to be less than three. Well, that's just what they tell us. So anyway, I'd take that with me and just rub it into my legs before I went down to Disneyland. Now that's point number one. Point number two, if this sounds like somebody who has poor return flow channels from the leg. Now, what does that mean? Well, we all know that the arteries go down the leg to the toes, and then the veins come back. But I'm talking about return flow of lymph, ma'am. And when we're all older than 40, some of us are susceptible at age over 40 to the lymph channels getting backed up. And if the lymph channels get backed up, the leg swells up with all this lymph. And then sometimes bugs will take advantage of that and give us an infection inflammation on top of that. So before she goes to Disneyland, I would recommend she get into her computer and or ask her natural medicine doctor, if she has one, where can I find a lymphatic drainage specialist? And when one finds a good lymphatic drainage specialist, one gets what's sort of like a massage, but lymphatic drainage specialists know exactly where to press to open up those channels to return the lymph from the feet, and so the legs don't swell up from lymphatic accumulation, and that does happen to a lot of us too. So I'd be looking at both, could this be an infection, and could this be lymphatic channel blockage, and deal with them in those ways.
She also was diagnosed with fibromyalgia several years ago. So would that be some type of contributing factor to this?
Don't know, ma'am, because nobody's dug out the underlying cause of fibromyalgia, so I really can't tell you. But I don't think it's directly related.
Okay. So lymphatic drainage, tea tree oil, and would ingesting oregano oil be a good option for her?
No, remember, this is surface. You're seeing all this red stuff, and so ingesting is not going to get it to where it needs to go. It needs to be rubbed in like the Australian surgeons did after surgery to prevent infection. They'd put tea tree all over stuff.
Okay. All right. I will let her know. She said wearing compression hose seems to slow it down, but it didn't stop it.
Aha. So. Well, if wearing compression hose seems to slow it down, then that's just a clue. But that clue says, aha, maybe we are having some swelling up because of lymphatic channel blockage. And like I say, for that, one needs to see a lymphatic drainage specialist. So maybe that's a clue. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Fantastic. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling for your friend. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye.